While we were happily digging clams, clams were plentiful everywhere, but the mussel resource disappeared first. Well, now the outer and inner tidal shell clam resources are gone, and there isn't any spat that we know of. There's one spat location that we know of, and from a survey, we've been conducting numerous surveys. We haven't found any spat in Casco Bay. There's one sample site that I know of that had spat in Brunswick. So we know this year we basically had zero survival of, you know, juvenile shellfish recruitment. Zero. That's none. That means, you know, we're literally a few years away, not just in Freeport, but in all along the coast. We're getting this from Machias Port, Lubeck, Hartswell, West Bath, Waldeboro, Thomaston. These are the areas. You know, these Scarborough, it's the same thing everywhere. The seed is being eaten before our very eyes. And like I said, the more we've looked into it, again, these things thrive on, they prefer shellfish. So they eat scallops. They voraciously eat scallops. They eat anything with shellfish. They eat lobster. We know they eat lobster. One of the studies that Commissioner Kelleher handed me in a recent meeting even indicated in this one abstract trial that green crabs outcompeted lobster 63 out of 65 times for food and shelter. And we're also seeing a huge, we have a bay in Freeport now in Brunswick, McQuaid Bay, where you don't fish for lobster anymore. It used to be a prime fishing ground. It's no longer that way. It's full of green crabs. There's nothing up there but green crabs. Trapfuls, millions of green crabs. So that's the kind of stuff we're seeing out there on the ocean. And that's why, you know, like I said, I wanted to come up here and talk to you guys and at least let you know what was happening, because we're not addressing, you know, the real issue. We're trying to manage the carnage that's left, and it's going to be, it appears now, it's going to get worse and worse. And so anyways, but, you know, like I said, supper time, I'm learning things every single day about this stuff. One thing I've learned recently is that it starts in the water column. I kind of pee of a brain, or logical side of my brain would say, geez, you know, they must have to, you know, these plants must have to settle, then they start eating them. Well, apparently that's not the case. They actually release their eggs. They start feeding on all the zooplankton in the water column, and then that's what grows them big enough to sink to the bottom. And then they take off and go after all the everything they can get their hands on. So that's really when supper time begins, and that's why, you know, I put the supper time note on the presentation. But you know, and like I said, I hate it. You know, I one thing I've learned dealing, and especially in my relationship with a lot of you guys, is, you know, don't always, you know, just don't come up here and complain and say we got this huge problem. You know, we need solutions. You know what I mean? Don't, you know, everyone's got a problem. You know, but what can we do about this stuff? You know what I mean? And that's a good question, because, you know, I mean, you know, like I said, it's, I mean, with Commissioner Kelleher, I mean, I don't think, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, when we talked about it, I mean, this is a fairly, I mean, we've known about it, but I don't think he or any, it's not his fault. How could anyone really know how bad it really is and how bad it's getting? So, you know, and he too was like, you know, well, what can we do? And I haven't got, in all fairness to him, I haven't got back to him, because, to be honest with you, you know, it's a difficult question what we're going to do about green crab predation. And what we got, and why it's, you know, and how it's destroying everything that we value, everything. And you know, because in the other thing is, you know, I put another note in here, about mussels. You know, we keep hearing all this. Everyone's talking about ocean acidification. That's what everybody in the marine resource scientific world, anyways, that's what they want to talk about now. Ocean acidification. We've got the oceans are acidifying. Well, that may be true, but, you know, in Maine, we've learned that our acidification issues are much different than they are out in the West Coast. Out there, they have an upwelling issue. I don't really fully understand it, but I know that it's a much different issue than ours. In Maine, the preliminary research conducted by Friends of Casco Bay indicates that that ocean acidification is directly related to nitrogen runoff and high carbon. That's what they're finding at these sites. But, you know, it leads us to believe, as a clammer and as somebody, you know, that, you know, Clint grew up on the flats with me, and, you know, it's you have to think, you know, if a mussel processes 59 times more water per day and we had approximately 200 square miles of 6-inch deep mussel resource and it's literally gone, you know, does that affect the ocean's ability or to process nutrient runoff? You know, does that have an impact on ocean acidification? You know, we're seeing, I forwarded you guys some emails. I apologize, I didn't have a chance to print it, but eider populations, you know, just in the last 10 years, we've seen eider bag limits decrease from 7 to 5, now it's 4. They're decreasing. All the studies show eider numbers are plummeting along the coast. Why? Well, they eat mussels. That's their primary food source. That may have something to do with it. You know, I don't know that for sure, but I'm just, you know, these are the kind of things that we're seeing. And like I said, and the more we've looked into it, like I said, we know that this is a huge, huge problem. Again, getting now, like I said, I don't want to take up all your time, so I know you guys have, you know, got other people to talk to, but just to present. But, you know,